guys. Welcome to Downtown Discoveries. I'm going to be your host, Jovan, and here with me today, I have
Daniel Hicks
and
Josie Folletta
and
Jean Baggett.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being here, and I really appreciate y'all just taking the time to come here and talk to me a little bit about your organizations or your businesses. We're about to find out what you guys have, and so Daniel, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your background and what got you involved with your organization that you're representing here today?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk with you guys today. My name is Daniel Hicks. I'm the Director of Business Insights with the Hayes-Caldwell Economic Development Partnership. We recently rebranded. Some of you might better know us as the Greater San Marcos Partnership, but a couple of months ago, we made the decision to kind of rebrand, refresh, and rethink what we were doing in the region and make sure that we were taking a more, you know, regional approach, because we don't just represent San Marcos. Mm-hmm. We represent every community within Hayes and Caldwell County. My background, I was previously with the city of San Antonio for a couple of years. I was their small business coordinator down there, their senior research analyst. And before that, I worked for New Braunfels Utilities, and before that, even the city of San Marcos. So I've been in local government now for about 10 years.
Wow.
And I really love working at the local level because you get to see the impact that you have on your friends and your neighbors. I think there's a lot of attractiveness to working at like the state and federal level. You get to work on big projects. But there's something cool about doing it in the community that you live in, you work in, and you play in. So that's my background.
That's awesome. That's so wholesome. Josie, please tell us a little bit about your background and, you know, what organization you're involved with.
Sure. My name is Josie Folletta, and I have the privilege of serving as downtown manager for the city of San Marcos.
Awesome.
I have worked here for 8 years now, just about, which I cannot believe. And I grew up here in San Marcos. I'm a proud graduate of San Marcos High School.
Nice.
I was on the Diamond Line dance team. I grew up here. Then I left. I got a degree in anthropology. I lived overseas for 7 years. I have done everything from teach English to pick blueberries on a farm to cooking food in a vegan kitchen. I've done a little bit of everything.
Wow.
And then I came home and saw this job open up with Main Street, which is the downtown department for the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it a try, and I got the job. And now, 8 years later, here I am managing our program.
This is awesome.
And every single day, I get to serve the businesses and community that raised me. So it's been really special to be able to do that.
That is so cool. Thank you so much for being here. And last but definitely not least, Jean.
Okay.
How are you? And can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Your
okay.
background, and your organization.
Okay. Jean Baggett, and I'm with the Downtown Association of San Marcos.
Yes, ma'am.
And we have been operating for about 8 years as mm-hmm. the Downtown Association. Prior to that, I was a business owner in San Antonio, mm-hmm. owned a business for 20-something years, and then came to San Marcos, fell in love with it, decided that I thought that we needed to do something downtown, and so got really involved. I was with Main Street for 3 years
mm-hmm.
as on the board, and then I got pulled into the Downtown Association, which I'm mm-hmm. very happy. We are advocating for the business owners. Main Street is more oriented toward the city, and Downtown Association is more memberships of the businesses
mm-hmm.
and advocating and helping them with their business.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to ask a follow-up question there is, you know, what is the main, or actually, here's a better question. Can you give us an overview of what the services that Downtown Association does?
Okay. Well, like I said, we advocate for our members. We
mm-hmm.
help them when they have issues, and then we also help and promote and support any of the functions that they have. I don't think that I can talk about Downtown San Marcos without mentioning the name Kelly Franks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Kelly Franks started both Main Street and the Downtown Association
wow.
back in the 70s. Okay, she was paramount in getting Main Street going, and Main Street started out as just a private entity. It wasn't till probably a few years, maybe 10 years ago or something, that it changed up. Don't know when, but it was. But they did change over to being city-owned or city-operated.
Interesting.
Okay, and then the Downtown Association started in the 70s, and so it grew, and then it kind of lost a little bit, and then it came back. And so it's been going now for probably about 10 years that it's been back, and we're really pursuing getting our members to help our members in all ways we can.
So as a small business owner myself, what kind of issues would you be able to help me out with? Or,
okay.
You know, I'm out of curiosity.
Okay. If you have issues with graffiti.
Okay.
Now, Main Street does cleans up the graffiti,
okay.
But also too, at all our meetings, we've always had police mm-hmm. come there and advise us about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We also have at our meetings, we have the planning department come and talk to us about things that are going on within the planning department to help
mm-hmm.
them. We like I said, support them. With any issues that they have. Recently, there's been a lot of ordinance issues that have come up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have gone before council, and then we've also sent out letters to the council requesting whatever it is that needs to be done.
And advocating
for that particular person and then for their business. And awesome. Then helping them make their business a better, more vibrant business. And
awesome.
That's one thing that this Downtown yeah. Discovery accomplishes by bringing people together and networking.
It's something I'm also very proud to be a part of as well. So thank you for being here. Josie, tell us a little bit about the services and products that your organization provides.
Yes. So as I mentioned, I work for the City of San Marcos in the Downtown Department. We have a little bit of an alter ego. So some people know us as the Main Street Program because we are a nationally accredited Main Street. We also might be known locally as Downtown San Marcos or Downtown SMTX.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've seen us on social media or if you've seen one of the events that we've hosted, a lot of people know us as Downtown SMTX.
Mm-hmm.
We do that because we are here to support and promote all of downtown holistically. So
mm-hmm.
we do that in a lot of different ways. We host events. We manage social media on behalf of downtown. We do advertising. We do a lot of business retention practices. So we have grant programs available to help keep businesses here. We keep track of all of the reinvestment that's happening downtown, the vacancies, the business turnover. We also work with planning. So when there are programs that are happening downtown with our planning department, we are right there with them.
Mm-hmm.
The City of San Marcos just adopted their downtown area plan in 2023,
mm-hmm.
so we're helping to implement that. And we also help with the physical improvements of downtown. So we have a clean team of three gentlemen who have alternating schedules. They're cleaning downtown 7 days a week. They're picking up. They're maintaining the landscaping. We have
That's
maintenance
awesome.
Contracts. So we really do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Our job is very location-based. We have district boundaries for downtown that we operate within.
Mm-hmm.
And basically anything that happens within those boundaries is our business. I like to joke that it's my job to be nosy and to know what's happening downtown so that I can help distribute resources where they're needed best.
Absolutely. And that's awesome. Daniel, tell us a little bit more about, you know, the services and the products that Hayes Caldwell Greater Partnership offers.
Maybe the partnership is just a good short way,
okay.
Short way to say it.
We will get it eventually.
I'm going to get this. I'm so sorry. I'm still thinking like the Greater San Marcos Partnership. That's still fresh in my mind, but congrats on the rebranding.
It's only a couple months old, so like I'm still trying to train it out of myself too. Whenever I answer the phone, it's hard not to just say it. But yeah, so at HCEDP, we like to think of ourselves as really the front door to business
mm-hmm.
across our entire footprint. So we represent all the communities and in the counties across Hayes and Caldwell counties. So that means everywhere from Dripping Springs all the way down to Luling, and then
mm-hmm.
from Buda down to San Marcos. So we've got nine communities in there that we work with. And our mission really is just to bring quality jobs into the area, and whenever they're here, keep them here. Mm-hmm. So that spans really business attraction. Whenever a company wants to either expand or relocate into our area, we're the point of contact for that. Or for companies that are already here, if they're looking to grow their workforce or they're thinking about making a move somewhere else, we're the ones that connect them to the resources that they need to really stay here or be able to hire more people or rethink their strategy in order to stay here. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, a vibrant community is one that has quality jobs. And for us, that was pretty hard. It really does run the gamut from everything, you know, bringing in a high quality, let's say manufacturing job or an office job. It trickles down in the local economy as those dollars recirculate to service industry businesses, mm-hmm. to the other downtown businesses that we have here in San Marcos. Mm-hmm. And so we see our mission, like Josie, as really holistic. And if we're not the people that have the answer, we're not the people that can connect your, or we're not the people that know what that is right off the top of our heads, we certainly know somebody out in the community that does that, mm-hmm. because we try to be very visible out there. We try to be at as many events as we can, sponsor as many events as we can, and try to really understand the community.
Nice. Okay. Well, I feel like we've already covered this question about, you know, the community impact and, you know, all of the, you know, stuff that you guys offer the community as it is. Can you guys, is there any success stories that you guys would like to share about a positive impact that you guys would be willing to share about, you know, someone that you helped out through your organization? Gene, your eyes lit up. Tell us.
Well,
please.
Because I started thinking.
Yeah.
The Downtown Association in 2021 did the first diversity mural that ever went up in San Marcos. That was driven by the community. Okay. We're the ones that sought out and asked people to contribute to it. We got no state, no city funds. We did it all by ourselves. Mm-hmm. We started in September of 2020, and we had the reveal in January of 21. 4 months, mm-hmm. we got that done. And it's down there at the corner of MLK and LBJ, which is a perfect place mm-hmm. for it to be, with diversity, with LBJ, who definitely was for diversity, and then MLK.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King, that was what he was for. So I'm very proud that we got that up there, and it's really a beautiful mural.
It's a beautiful mural, and it's got those QR codes out there
that
you can
QR
scan
codes.
And learn more.
We tried to use, mm-hmm. Bring in some of our local people that have contributed so much to our community on those QR codes, so that's what it shows, is those people that helped bring the community to what it is today. So it's something for everybody.
Yeah, no, I've heard a lot about this mural on the show, and it's beautiful. Josie, tell us a story, a success story, or positive impact that you can share with us about, you know, what your organization has done with the community.
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, our ultimate goal is downtown success as a district.
Mm-hmm.
And so our success looks differently depending on what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So we do track reinvestment statistics for downtown. So I can tell you that in 2024, we saw investment of just under $5 million in downtown.
Nice.
Which is huge. That is permits pulled. That's new businesses opening. That is the city investing in streetscape improvements.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very exciting.
That is incredible.
What's even more exciting is when you look at the business turnover that's happening downtown. We want to see us not having so many closures, but keeping and retaining mm-hmm. as many businesses as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, we had 24 new businesses open mm-hmm. in our district, and we only saw 7 businesses close. Of course, we're sad to see any businesses close, but at one point in time, we were seeing 20 businesses close every single year. And so it's really exciting to
keep
see that
under
slow
double
down.
Digits. That's awesome.
Yeah, we saw a net of 17 new businesses open last year
mm-hmm.
just within our downtown district.
Yep.
So that is very exciting to me. We also, I like to count success in the fact that we have a clean and welcoming downtown.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we have really made it a goal to have for the past couple of years, and we didn't have our full clean team. So these are the three gentlemen that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
So it's only been since October of 2022 that we had a three-person team to clean and maintain downtown. Mm-hmm. So this is very new. I think people have short memories. It used to be a lot harder for us to even just keep downtown as a baseline, a clean and safe environment for people to feel welcome when they arrive, because that is something that has to happen in order for people to want to visit businesses, to want mm-hmm. to go in and make purchases, go shopping, eat lunch here. That's not as enjoyable when you see trash on the streets. And so that has been a big priority for us in the last couple of years. Yeah. And I'm just really excited that I feel like we've gotten a great handle on it and we have a solid team in place that are cleaning and maintaining downtown mm-hmm. every day.
Yeah, no, we're grateful for this, guys. And that's an incredible story, too. That is, I did not know the statistics and the finances of it all, but that is an incredible statistic to be proud of. Daniel, going to move on to you. I believe this is going to be the last question before we go on break. So tell us about, you know, a positive story or a positive impact that you guys have had in the community through your organization.
Absolutely. We just got through compiling our annual report, and it was our last one before we went through the rebrand. So it was kind mm-hmm. of a look back in time at how the organization has really done from our inception all the way back to 2024. So 13 years, I believe. So over that time, our organization across the whole region has helped bring in almost 10,000 quality, high-paying jobs into the area. We've won many projects, and we're continuing to bring those kind of successes in here through our recruitment and also our retention and expansion activities. One that I'm actually really excited about, if I can plug it a little bit.
Go for it,
I've got a flyer here that I want to give a shout-out. One of the projects that we announced recently was Ziegenfelder down in Lockhart. And they're actually the manufacturer of Twin Pops. If you guys are familiar with those, see them in the grocery store at all.
Who doesn't love Twin Pops?
I know, right? On a hot summer day, they're just about as good as it gets. But they are just about finished with their facility. They're ready to start hiring. And so we're actually hosting a hiring event down in Lockhart there. So if anybody is looking for a job with a quality company, great benefits, the hiring event is from January 21st to the 23rd. It's a three-day event from 7 to 10 a.m. and then 11 to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And it's at the Lions Club building in Lockhart. It's at 220 Bufkin Lane. So 3 days, January 21st to 23rd. You can find more information on our social media pages. But it really is just amazing to see the full circle from this company that got in touch with HCEDP, got to know about the region, what we have to offer here, the quality of life that we really have across Hays and Caldwell counties. And they decided to locate their facility here and hire, you know, more than 100 people.
Yeah.
So it really is just an incredible impact. And it's something that I'm really proud to be a part of.
I like that slogan, kick off a cool career.
Oh,
that
yeah, right.
So catchy. I love it. So catchy. Puns. I love them. Yeah. All right. Well, that is incredible. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. I believe we're going to take a quick break.
And you are listening to Downtown Discoveries here on KZSM LP 104.1, San Marcos, Texas. As a reminder, the views expressed on this show are those of the host, the guests, and not necessarily those of KZSM or SMTXCRA. We are going to be right back with you.
By a grant from the Burdine Johnson Foundation, supporting charitable causes in Hays County and Central Texas.
And we're back with Downtown Discoveries. I am your host, Jovan, and we are here with Gene, Josie, and Daniel. And respectively, I just want to say thank you again for taking the time to talk to me and for all our listeners to know a little bit more about you and the organizations that you guys represent. So I want to go back and I want to talk a little bit about like any events that are coming up. Hopefully, I know that we just had one this Saturday. I believe it was the Saturday play, right? Mm-hmm. With the downtown. Josie, kick me off. You know, tell me about any events or any initiatives that you are in your organization are working with right now.
Yes, I am so excited to announce that for the first time, we are hosting and launching a brand new event in April, and mm-hmm. it is called the San Marcos Art Fest. Oh. This is a new event for us. We are going to be partnering with an existing event that is hosted by Mothership Studios and the San Marcos Art League. It's the same weekend, the second weekend of their San Marcos Studio Tour. So we really wanted to host an arts event. We know that arts are great for tourism. We know we have a vibrant and thriving artist scene here in San Marcos. And that is something that we've really wanted to do for quite some time. And so we're launching that this year. Yeah. And that will be take place on April 12th, which is a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And again, as I mentioned, we'll be working with a lot of other local partners, mm-hmm. including the San Marcos Art League, Art Squared, the school district. We'll have a children's chalk art contest. We'll mm-hmm. have some public community art projects that will be happening. There will be a business component. There will be an art trail where people can go into different businesses and do different activities. So this is a new event, but we have a lot of people working on it to make it a success, and we're just really excited to launch that this year.
I am excited. And what was the date for that again for our listeners?
Saturday, April 12th.
Saturday, April 12th. Perfect.
Can I ask a question? Is that going to be downtown, right?
It will be downtown. Okay. All yes. downtown. Absolutely. Of
nice.
Course.
Okay. Good. Josie, do you have any events or any initiative? Gene, I'm so sorry. I pointed at you and I said Josie with such confidence.
Yeah. My bad. Actually, I want to make sure everybody knows that Monday is MLK Day.
Yes, ma'am.
And we are going to have an MLK walk and mm-hmm. the wreath over there at the corner of MLK and LBJ,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that starts at 9:30 in the morning with the wreath, and mm-hmm. then from that location, they walk to the square, and then they have a program of some kind, so that's gonna take place. And then I wanna make sure that everybody realizes that on October the 31st, we're gonna have the second annual KZSM Music Awards. And that's going to be over at the Price Center.
Yes.
Okay. And that'll be January 31st.
What did I say?
October.
Oh, January 31st.
We're all making little hiccups here and there.
Yeah.
We're going live.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that's an event, and you can go online and register for that one. And that's at the Price Center from 6 to 10. And then the other thing I want to talk about, I'm just going to go a little bit of February, just because on February the 8th, well, there's going to be Tulsa 21 reading over at the Price Center.
Okay.
Tulsa 21 is a project that Anita Collins, who is with the movie industry, the cinema club mm-hmm. here, is going to be putting out a movie on the Tulsa 21, which happened back in Oklahoma back in the 50s or something, where there was a black conclave of people that were very successful, and they came in and burned it down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's going to be a reading, and what's different about this reading is that it's not set in stone on how it's going to be done, whether it's going to be a movie or a reading, but this is going to have the actors there reading from a script, but it's kind of between a movie and a reading. So it's kind of a little bit different genre, but that's going to be over at the Price Center from 6 to 9.
What day again?
That's on February the 8th.
Okay.
Make sure I don't say October the 8th. February the 8th again. Okay. From 6 to 9 over at the Price Center.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go through the February the 8th.
Okay.
And then, of course, Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Can't forget Mardi Gras.
Yeah, Mardi Gras, Heritage Association is having the Mardi Gras and Martinis program that they have from 5 to 7 over at the LBJ Museum right here. And then the parade is March the 1st.
You had me
Mardi
and Martinis.
Gras, yeah. 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 That'll get most people.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate it. Daniel, please tell me about any events or any initiatives that the Hayes-Caldwell Economic Development Program partnerships.
So close.
It is. I know. It takes us about four tries to get it right, man.
You were close enough.
EDP is working on. Please tell us about any cool initiatives that the community should know about.
Absolutely. Closest on the horizon, and one that I think is really beneficial, especially to small businesses, is an event that is being put on by the Riparius Foundation. It's going to be up in Kyle. It's the How to Fund Your Business with Grants workshop. So if you've ever been curious about how to secure grants, do grant writing, just understand a little bit more about the process, that's on January 23rd from 9 to 4. There's one in Kyle and there's one in Buda. So Kyle on the 21st and 22nd from 5 to 8:30. And Buda on the 23rd from 9 to 4. And again, you can find this on our social media for Hayes-Caldwell Economic Development Partnership. But I just think that's such a great opportunity because I mean, it, small businesses, it's a difficult time in the economy for them. And mm-hmm. so anything that can come in to help them expand their mission a little bit, expand their reach, just help them shore up that bottom line a little bit, it's really important work. So we'd love to yeah. see everybody there.
They're also going to have a grant writing over at Splash next week.
That's great. Yeah.
So that's another opportunity for mm-hmm. business owners to get over there to Splash, which mm-hmm. is over here on LBJ, for another grant writing.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
awesome.
If they're not familiar with Splash, they definitely should. It should get familiar with Splash.
Our listeners should definitely be familiar with Splash.
Yes.
I would hope so. All right, guys. Well, we are coming up to our last 3 minutes, so I want to give I want to ask one last thing. Is there anything, really quick, I guess this is a really quick question. Give it to me really quick. What is your vision for downtown San Marcos, Daniel?
Ooh, I would say a place where everybody that's moving to the area, as it grows and as we become more of a hub for the region, a place where everybody can find something that they enjoy and something that they can find themselves and their families doing on a regular basis. I really do want to see downtown just grow and grow and grow and become just that place that everything in San Marcos revolves around.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Gene, what is your vision for the future of downtown San Marcos?
Okay. My vision is to have it tree-lined.
Ooh.
Because we have such hot summers. It needs to be nice. Tree-lined, and I'd love to have outdoor cafes, and I'd like to have us a more I love that we have brought in a lot of businesses that are different, and so that's good. We need those mm-hmm. different businesses downtown to attract a lot of different people to it mm-hmm. and stuff. So I'd like to see it more diverse with what the businesses are,
yeah.
but I think that it is coming along. As Josie had mentioned, we are getting a lot of new businesses, mm-hmm. and they're good businesses, so mm-hmm. all that's good, but it needs to have a better environment as far as more trees, bushes. People are attracted to something that looks cool, looks nice, mm-hmm. has outdoor seating, you know, when you go places, so that's my vision.
Josie? Wrap us up. What is your vision? What is your for the future of downtown San Marcos?
Yes, my vision for downtown is to continue as we're doing as a vibrant and thriving community, but just more, right? I want us to mm-hmm. be a place that is inclusive and welcoming to people of all ages, backgrounds, and abilities, mm-hmm. that is a dense, walkable environment, that mm-hmm. people, businesses are thriving, and as Gene mentioned, a healthy business mix. I love to see a business yeah. mix. And I really do want for us a true 24-hour downtown where there are businesses open for 18 hours a day, but mm-hmm. that we also have a healthy residential mix downtown. I really want it to be a place that is, you know, the living room of our community, the heart of our community, but that is, you know, mixed use and it's just welcoming for all.
Yeah. No, I love all this. Is there anything else that you guys need to share? Sorry, that is our time. But really quick, how can people contact you or find more information about your business and event? Daniel?
Come visit us on the square. We are right off of Guadalupe Street. Pop right in the door. Come say hello.
Perfect. Josie, how can we connect with you?
Yes, you can connect with us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is at DowntownSMTX, mm-hmm. or you can go to our website, DowntownSMTX.com. Whether you're a business owner or a visitor to downtown, we have everything from business listings to business resources to events that are happening downtown.
Gene, how can we connect with you?
Go to our website at info@downtownsanmarcos.org.
Yes, ma'am.
Downtown.
We will do that. Thank you guys again so much for sitting down and listening and being on the show, Downtown Discoveries. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you.